Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about on today's broadcast of Let's Face the Issues, a subject that we all ought to be familiar with and recognize and pray to ask God to intervene. That's the purpose of this broadcast today, to inform us that will challenge us to get on our knees before God and ask God to intervene before it is eternally too late to save America. Yes, I believe this election, ladies and gentlemen, is the point of demarcation for the direction of the United States of America. I believe it's the most seminal election that America has ever seen. I believe it is the most pivotal point in the history of our nation for the past 244 years as we have known the land of the free and the home of the brave. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not registered to vote, register. You've got until October the 3rd to register, and you need to be a registered voter. And you need to vote. You need to vote. And we need to vote, ladies and gentlemen, from a biblical perspective. Let me just touch on this and say this very clearly and very concisely. If you say I'm saved and you vote a Democratic ticket, you're lying to yourself and lying to God. If you say that you're saved and you're a Democrat, it's an impossibility. It's an oxymoron. It's an oxymoron. Look that up in the dictionary. I'll not take the time to educate you on that. It's an oxymoron. It is simply an impossibility to say I'm saved and I'm going to vote for Joe Biden and for the Democratic ticket. The Democratic ticket today is not the Democrats of the 40s and the 50s. The Democratic ticket today is what they call themselves progressives and liberals. The Democratic ticket today is a Marxist, socialist, communist agenda to overthrow the United States of America, to destroy anything that's called religious liberties and freedom. It will destroy faith and family and the future of America. And it must be defeated now. And the revolution that needs to take place is not in the streets. The revolution that needs to take place is in the ballot box with Christians and conservatives voting that God will again intervene and give us four more years with Donald Trump, that there might be clarity as he cleans not just the swamp, but the sewer in Washington. Why does Joe Biden and his folks hang on so tenaciously? Because they're part of the sewer. They've made hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, as a result of raping the American taxpayer system to ingratiate themselves and out of greed to make themselves more wealthy. And that's the reason you find, in fact, not just the socialist Marxist Democrats, but multitudes of the rhinos, that's Republicans in name only, including those that claim to be Republicans but are standing with the Democratic Party today. They need to, ladies and gentlemen, be removed. Also, we need to understand that this is part of the plan. And the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats led out by the tip of the spear today, the Black Lives Matter Marxist Party, Communist Party, those three founders of the BLM movement, admit that they are highly trained Marxists. They agree that one of their major goals is to remove the family as we know it today and replace it with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and to destroy and dethrone anything that's called God in our nation. That's their goal. And ladies and gentlemen, it's being used in that goal along with the COVID-19 fear. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist approach, the communist approach is to control the people. And how do you control the people? The best way to do so is by instilling panic, hysteria, and fear. And if you tell me that that's not what permeates America today, the next broadcast we'll talk about what the Bible says on lying. We need to understand that's exactly what's taking place. And it's a matter of the lies that's being placed on the books and calling them COVID cases. Here's an article that says, university says false positive inflated COVID numbers by 600% among athletes. And it goes on to talk about how it was rated as COVID positive. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that most are not talking about, the media is certainly not telling you. The folks in the white jackets are certainly not going to say anything about it. Go to the CDC website And there is a major correction that has taken place there. They're saying that the overwhelming predominance of those that are tested positive do not carry, they're not infectious, they're not carrying the infection and cannot infect others. But yet we had a total shutdown of America on that premise. Here's an article that says, the Centers for Disease Control released information showing how many people who died from COVID-19 had comorbidities or underlying conditions, as they are sometimes referred to by the doctors. Remember back when the COVID pandemic first started? Dr. Birx infamously stated that the CDC would and could call all deaths and include them as COVID, regardless of what the patient actually died from, would be recorded as COVID deaths. When they did that, the COVID deaths started to soar. Just this week, however, in a rare moment of truth, CDC admitted that only 6% of the people who died with COVID actually died from COVID. 6%. And that the other 94% had underlying medical issues like heart failure and diabetes. So that means that only 9,683 people have actually died solely from COVID, five times less than the people who died from the common flu last year, the article states. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a matter that we're watching COVID-19 being used to carry out the wishes of the socialist, communist, Marxist party that today could be called the Democratic Party. It is where they take an emergency, they use a pandemic, and they use it as a weaponized tool in the hands of the Marxist, communist, in order to control the people. That's the Marxist agenda. That's the way Karl Marx carried out his agenda, was to divide society into culturally different segments so that there could be the overthrow and the taking down of a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our national economic foundations have collapsed. Our churches are now, for the most part, still closed by force from mayors and governors, the Democratic communists across America. Here's an article that says, emergencies make awful law. Why are casinos treated more favorably than churches during a pandemic? The government may not discriminate against religion in general or any particular religion in particular. It need not exempt religious institutions or practitioners from rules that are generally applicable to similarly stated situations, institutions, or citizens, but it may not impose especially onerous rules on religion that limit the free exercise thereof, end quote. Further, the article states, under the First Amendment, churches hold a higher protected status than comparable sized and venerated businesses. So as an initial matter, it would appear unconstitutional for any state to prohibit any church assemblies of more than 50 congregants, regardless of the size of building, while allowing casinos to host up to half their usual numbers of gamblers, which in some cases can exceed 1,000. Further in the article, it says, but COVID-19 is not a blank check for a state to discriminate against religious people, religious organizations, and religious services. There are certain constitutional red lines that the state may not cross, even in the midst of a crisis, end quote. But yet we have today multitudes of churches that remain closed, multitudes of pastors that are still hiding in the closet or under the bed without a spine to stand up, speak up, and to obey the Word of God, and to come together in open public worship as God would have it. Our churches, for the most part, are still closed, ladies and gentlemen, because mayors and governors across America, coming out of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, are still forcing them to remain closed. Some of our churches, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that breaks my heart with it. This is the thing that is so egregious with this whole picture. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of these churches that are closed today will never reopen. Never reopen for two reasons. Number one, economic foundation will be totally destroyed. And secondly, because multitudes of those that have been out for 3, 4, 5, 6 months will never go back to that church. They might go to other churches, I don't know, but they never go back to that one. And so it's destroying our churches. In fact, it was George Barna that said perhaps as many as two out of five of the churches will never reopen. And yet we have some that are still closed. They've been closed for 4, 5, and 6 months now. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, fortunately, there are some pastors, a few pastors in America, that's willing to obey God and not government and take a stand for the truth of the Word of God. I think we need to take that stand, ladies and gentlemen. But as some pastors take the stand, we've got some nitwits, if I can be bold enough to call them that, that stand in the pulpits, that are the pop-up churches, that are the millennial churches that take the position that if you take a stand against government, that somehow, some way, you're unbiblical. Here's an article that says, Andy Stanley mocks Dr. John MacArthur and says that Jesus never commanded us to meet in a church. That's the headline. Listen to the article. Dated August the 28th, 2020. Today, during a convocation at the highly respected Southern Baptist-affiliated Christian Liberty University, notoriously false teacher and serial blasphemer of God, Andy Stanley, told Liberty University that Liberty University students that people like John MacArthur, who believe that Jesus commands Christians to meet in a church, are wrong. Shaking his fist in mocking frustration, Stanley says that Jesus never played the God card and never even claimed to be God. And therefore, somehow, he concluded that Jesus never commanded Christians to meet in a church. Stanley also complained that John MacArthur and not so nice things about him, so he has no interest in having conversation with John MacArthur. Further, the article says, thankfully, these men are men like John MacArthur who are willing to call wolves wolves and speak the truth and stand up to tyranny and be light and a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ, despite the many who are unwilling to do so or just want to stand on the sidelines and not speak at all, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need those that will take a stand today more than ever. As Christians, we need to be verbal, visible, victorious in our stand, understanding that we are fighting a battle that Jesus Christ has already won for us on Calvary's cross, but we need to be the good soldiers in the battle. That means we put on the armor. That means after we put on the whole armor, we stand and we do not bow and bend or turn and run, but we take a stand. That's what Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 and following, when he talked about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in higher places. Then he says, putting on the whole armor, and then having done all, the scripture says, stand. That means you dig in your heels and you don't turn, you don't run. You simply stand for biblical truth. That's what we ought to understand that God calls on us to do. Here's another article. Andy Stanley says we need to come unhitched, that Andy Stanley unhitches Jesus from the scriptures. We don't believe in the resurrection because the Bible, Easter message. Andy Stanley, son of the famous pastor Charles Stanley, and as a serial blasphemer and idolater who twists God's word whenever he can discuss it, and uses it to create a false church built around a false gospel and a false Jesus. Andy Stanley has made a number of dubious claims about the Christian faith, and in particular, the scriptures, famously stating that Christianity needs to unhitch from the Old Testament. He told his audience, the Ten Commandments do not apply to the Christians today. He's flip-flopped on homosexuality, telling the mother of an openly gay girl practicing her homosexuality and said her daughter is saved. He promotes the idea that even if you don't believe in Jesus, you can have a better life by following his teachings. A rampage against the scripture, telling people that they don't need to feel like they should defend the scriptures because they aren't really that important, and it isn't what Christianity rests upon anyway. Stanley has been criticized for his constant attack on the Word of God and denial that the scriptures are essential to Christianity. He doesn't stop there. Easter Sunday, he says, he doubled down and took it even a step further by stating that we don't believe in the resurrection because of the Bible. Of course we believe in the resurrection because of the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God and the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1. Apart from all scriptures, which the Holy Scripture so graciously gave and preserved for us, there can be no salvation because there can be no knowledge of God apart from the Word of God. And yet Andy Stanley takes a vicious, visceral attack on the Word of God, and yet he wants to say that somehow, some way, that Dr. John MacArthur is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. MacArthur needs to continue to stand. He's been issued a cease and desist order by the courts now. We're going to see what happens. He had services this past Sunday. This article says Sun Valley Church defies the court order with Sunday services. And it is a brand new article just dated yesterday. Grace Community Church in Sun Valley held a packed morning church service this Sunday, defying a court order directing them to refrain from holding indoor services due to COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. John MacArthur prefaced the service by complaining that the many health measures required by local and state authorities to prevent spread of coronavirus, he said it would actually just, if we followed those orders, would close the church. He goes through the whole litany of things that they're commanding him to do. He says the question has come up a number of times about what Grace Church does not comply. They do not comply with the orders that have been laid down for churches. And I thought it might be helpful to give you the list of things that are required for us as a church, so that you can understand how utterly impossible that would be, MacArthur said. He then read a list of requirements, occasionally drawing laughter from parishioners as rules about parking, rules about restroom, rules about the protocol and social distancing, and rules about wearing a mask and how they should come into the church. MacArthur said following all those rules would completely shut the church doors. He said, obviously, this is not constitutional, but more importantly, it goes against the will of the Lord for the church that he calls us together to worship. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mitchell Blackoff also directed Grace Community Church to mandate that congregational members wear masks and practice physical distancing in the house of worship if the house of worship decides to hold services. He additionally said the church officials must allow health officers to come into the property and post notices or orders to verify compliance with the health orders anytime in order to keep from spreading coronavirus, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the judge is saying that the church is open to the public, that the government officials have the right to cross the threshold and come into that church without any opposition from the church leadership and without authority or approval from the church leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, that's unconstitutional. It is unlawful, and it cannot be done. I've experienced some of those very same things. Time won't allow me to go into the details of it, but I can tell you that the law does not allow a governmental official to walk across the threshold in your church or my church or any other church without invitation from the pastor or some leadership individual in the church. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding again that as a result of the pandemic, as a result of COVID-19, it's been weaponized and it's being used now to try to control every activity and every movement in the United States of America. And there's a position by Joe Biden that says if he's elected president, he will put in a mandate, a mask mandate for all Americans. He says Biden calls for the mandate requiring all Americans to wear a mask. I call it the masquerade. And I am filled to the brim with the masquerade, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden is saying if he's president, he's tried to walk that back now, saying that he will listen to science and listen to the health workers and what they say. But he's already said that he would make it an executive order that everybody had to wear a mask in public or even at home. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the separation of the cultures, and that's being done on a forceful basis based on the COVID-19 hysteria that's been weaponized in America. In fact, here's an article that says Virginia's top health officials will make it mandatory for everyone to get a COVID vaccine. I've talked about that time and time again on this Let's Face the Issues broadcast each day. Is it possible that the government's going to force you to get a vaccination? Yes, absolutely, unequivocally. That's where it's headed. Yet my hate mail that I got in the other day says no such thing as a vaccination being forced on anybody, that I was just lying to the public when I say that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm basing it on solid biblical grounds that we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the foreshadowing of what's going to happen after the rapture of the church. And when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, the one that's called the beast of Revelation 13, steps on the scene and will rule with an iron fist, and everyone will be required to receive the mark. It's called the mark there. I call it the vaccination today, because it will be required. It's called the COVID pass by Bill and Melinda Gates. And that COVID pass will be required if you buy, sell, trade, open your business, or go to church. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, could the government and schools or employers require you to get a COVID-19 vaccination? Ladies and gentlemen, it goes beyond that. Yes, the answer is, and that will ultimately take place in the United States of America. I can tell you now that we have merchants in the city of Jacksonville and across the nation that's petrified if you walk in the door without a mask on. I can tell you because I walked into Tandy Leather Company to pick up some supplies. I'm a craftsman as a hobby, and I walked in to pick up a few supplies and had them in my hand walking to the counter, and I was summarily ordered by the young man in there that was the manager that says, I can't check you out without a mask. I said, I don't wear a mask. It's not good for my health. It reduces my oxygen intake. I cannot do that and continue to be healthy. He said, well, I can't check you out. I said, are you refusing to allow me to purchase this? He said, yes, and if you don't leave, I'll call the police. I said, call them. The number 630-0500. My name is Dr. Gene Youngblood. Let them know who's here. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what he didn't understand and what perhaps you don't understand, there is not a mask mandate in Duval County. It is a recommendation, and the mask mandate is some think of it. The sheriff's office does not enforce it. A police officer will not go out and try to force you to wear a mask, and yet the general public believes that that is the case, and they are petrified now, and they drive down the streets and the highways in this city with their latex gloves on and a gigantic mask, their windows rolled up, the AC going full blast because they're petrified that COVID's going to jump out of the air and get all over them. The vaccination, ladies and gentlemen, is on the way. The fact that we're looking at those that are somehow, some way thinking that you've got to wear a mask, it's setting the stage for the future vaccination to take place. According to the recent Gallup poll, 65% of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccination when it becomes available, but 35% say they would never even think of taking the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for watching the absolute occurrence with the division of the different cultures in America. It is the collision of two worldviews, the collision of two cultures. One culture that says we need to control every movement of mankind. One culture that says that we have the right to control where you go, what you do, what you wear, and even if you go to church. And the other culture that says that we're a free people, that humanity can make decisions for themselves and not be forced by shame or otherwise. Here's an article that says, shame and guilt campaign plan to coerce, hear me, plan to coerce all people in America to take the COVID vaccination. Some governmental leaders have insisted that the economy must remain locked down until the coronavirus becomes available. First, there is no guarantee COVID vaccination will work. And secondly, it could backfire and strengthen the virus, according to those that are producing the vaccination. In fact, it was Pfizer that just put on hold some of the work that they would. I believe it's Pfizer. One of the major pharmaceuticals just put on hold some of their human testing because one woman had such a violent reaction from it, and I don't know her condition. They have kept that sequestered, but as a result of that, they're starting over with the human testing for that particular pharmaceutical has to produce a COVID vaccination. Here's an article that says, yes, the government and your employer can make you get a COVID vaccination. And ladies and gentlemen, it will take place on the basis that without the COVID vaccination and what I call the COVID pass, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. You will not be able to go into the stores and businesses. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be shut out of society. That's what we're talking about with these two different cultures that's on a collision course today, and we're watching it. And while the battle, ladies and gentlemen, rages over the forced closings of the business, while the battle rages over the forced closing of the churches and the forced businesses to cause you to wear a mask if you go in it, it's a mask lie. And while this is taking place, we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the dismantling of our nation's morals and ethics and values and the foundation. Hear me. Here is the smoke screen, the gigantic smoke screen with COVID-19. It's causing hysteria and hair on fire and causing everybody to panic. And this panic-stricken nation then is failing to see what is taking place with the real, real change in America. Those other things are facades. Those other things are just simply the control factors. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching today is the dismantling of the morals and the ethics and the values. I've told you before, and I'll remind you, Senate Bill 145 in California legalizes pedophilia, allows the perverts and the pedophiles and those in the LGBTQ community, those that are the sodomites, to legally have sex with minors. And literally in that bill that's already passed by the House and the Senate, waiting for Governor Gavin Newsom to sign it, will allow the perverts and the pedophiles and those that are wanting to prey on our children, will allow them to do so as long as that child is not more than 10 years differentiation in age. That means a 18-year-old can have sex with an 8-year-old, and it's okay under the letter of the law in the state of California today. If that's not a stench in the nostrils of God, nothing is. In fact, I'm looking at an article, and there's a liberal Hollywoodite that says it completely sickens me by the Netflix cuties, and it's talking about another way of sexualizing our kids. It's a movie called Cuties put out by Netflix, and ladies and gentlemen, all it does is makes it show candy for the perverts and the pedophiles and those sodomites to want to have sex with the our younger kids today. This article says, I'm a survivor of somebody who has been victimized as a child, the star said, and she's now 26. The movie was officially released in the U.S. on September the 9th and was met with even more widespread criticism, leading to hashtag cancel Netflix trending on Twitter due to its alleged hypersexualization of minors. After watching a few clips from the film, this woman claimed that it was all too reminiscent of her past. There's basically disturbing. This is nothing but basically they're doing the distribution of child pornography, she said. Seeing the scenes that I've seen, I'm just completely sickened by what has taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we see taking place in culture. It is the sexualization of our children. It is the marketing of our kids. It is allowing the sodomite community, which makes up less than 4% of all Americans, to take control of 98% of what is done in the movies, what is done morally, ethically, and politically in America. We've allowed it by the silence from Christians today, ladies and gentlemen. This new California law requires only these perverts and the pedophiles and the predators to be no more than a 10-year age differential, as I said just a moment ago. That ought to be illegal, but it's not. In fact, the United Nations is pushing the prostitution game. Here's an article that says, new United Nations higher promoted prostitution for teens. If you supported women's rights, I urge you to support the global demand for sex workers to be decriminalized, according to an article out of the United Nations as of this week. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a push for that, and yet most people are totally silent. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Christians to take a stand. We need to be unified as believers and show civil disobedience if necessary. We must say, no, no, no. We will not allow our children to become the targets. We will not allow movies like Cuties to destroy our children. We will not keep our children in public school. We will not obey any mandate by governor or executive order to be in conflict with our Bill of Rights. We need to take that stand, ladies and gentlemen. We need to take the stand and say enough is enough. We need to pray, seek God's face, confess our sins, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.